This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
After the campus shootings at Virginia Tech in 2007 and Northern Illinois University in 2008, hundreds of affected students turned to social media websites to share their grief and to search for solace. A study of those students found that their online activities neither helped nor harmed their long-term psychological health. The study gave a first-of-its-kind portrait of student reactions to shootings on their campuses. It also documented both the online and offline activities they engaged in to memorialize and recover from those events. The authors of the study, doctoral student Amanda Vickery and psychology professor Chris Frawley, were the first to study online psychological responses and grieving behaviors.
We're joined on the phone by Amanda Vickery, who is now an assistant professor in the psychology department at Illinois Wesleyan University. Welcome to People First Radio, Amanda.
Thanks for having me.
Amanda, you began this research while completing your PhD degree. What led to your interest in this phenomenon?
Well, I'd noticed that right after the shootings happened at Virginia Tech back in 2007, I noticed on my own Facebook account that my friends were joining groups like Pray for the Victims of Virginia Tech or, you know, Our Thoughts Are with the Victims of the Virginia Tech Tragedy, and I noticed they were commenting on these groups, et cetera. And I also noticed a focus in the media on how students at Virginia Tech were relying on Facebook and using the internet so much. And it seemed to be this question posed by a lot of journalists of, you know, is this bad for students? Is this harming them that they're spending so much time on Facebook, talking to their friends about the tragedy or visiting these Facebook groups? And I did some background reading and realized that no one had studied how people used the internet for grief-related behaviors. So there were two main points to the research. I wanted to see, first of all, how students were using the internet, how they were using Facebook about these tragedies, both at Virginia Tech and then later at Northern Illinois University. And then I also wanted to see how students were affected in terms of their depression and PTSD, even after the shootings at Columbine and other schools that were very well known. Researchers didn't have access to the students, so no one really knew how depressed or how much they were suffering after something like this had happened.
2 weeks after those shootings at Virginia Tech, you sent an email to 900 Virginia Tech students with Facebook accounts, inviting them to participate in an online survey. Tell us more about the research process and how it unfolded.
Well, I randomly, on Facebook, you can search for people who attend a certain university. And so I did a random search, just typing in letters into Facebook, and I would contact, say, the first 20 or so students that showed up under a letter, and I would send them an email, and I explained that I was a researcher at the University of Illinois and that I was interested in studying how they were using Facebook after the shootings, and I sent them a link, and they had the ability to click on it and respond if they wanted to. They weren't paid, so it was all volunteer. And then when the shootings occurred at Northern Illinois, I did the exact same thing there. I contacted about 900 students and sent them a link to a similar survey.
Now, the survey assessed the students for symptoms of depression and post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, and asked them about their participation in online and offline activities related to the shootings. What were some of the initial results that you saw?
Well, in terms of the depression and PTSD, I found that the students were very severely affected by what happened 2 weeks after the shootings at the respective schools. About 75% were suffering from either significant depression or PTSD. In a normal college population where something like this hasn't happened, you're looking at numbers of maybe 3 to 15% at the most. So this was pretty high. I also found that students were using Facebook and the internet more generally quite a bit for activities related to the shootings. About 90% of the respondents at both schools had joined a Facebook group, like We're Thinking of the Victims at Northern or I'm Supporting My School or something like that. 80% had talked about it with other students or family via an instant messaging system like AOL Instant Messenger, Facebook chat, or something like that. 60% of the students at the schools had written on their friend's wall about the shooting, and about 15% had actually visited a victim's Facebook profile page.
Were there any ethical considerations for you to be aware of, for example, discovering that students had been suffering with post-traumatic stress disorder or symptoms of depression? Were you required to refer them to potential services that might help them?
Mm-hmm. Well, all the research before it was conducted was approved by the University of Illinois Institutional Review Board. So they reviewed exactly what I was going to do to make sure that it wasn't going to, you know, cause extreme harm to people by me contacting them to ask them to talk about these questions. And then after they completed the survey, a debriefing form came up. This was all online. And it instructed them that, you know, if they believed they were suffering, that they could call these helplines or they could see their local counselor. So information was given to them that way.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at CHOY.ca.
After the campus shootings at Virginia Tech in 2007 and Northern Illinois University in 2008, hundreds of affected students turned to social media websites to share their grief and search for solace. Amanda Vickery, who is a doctoral student at the time, and psychology professor Chris Frawley became the first to study the psychological responses and grieving behaviors of students online after the campus shootings. The combined results from both campuses revealed that 71% of the respondents suffered from significant symptoms of depression and 64% had significant symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder 2 weeks after the shootings on their campuses. We're speaking with Amanda Vickery.
Now, depression and post-traumatic stress disorder are two aspects of the findings that we've been discussing, Amanda. Tell us more about your findings. What else did you find and what conclusions did you develop as a result of that?
Right. Well, importantly, I emailed all the participants again about 6 weeks after I had contacted them originally and asked them to fill out a very similar survey. And so I was looking at how their depression and PTSD had changed, and most importantly, how it had changed as a function of how often they were using Facebook and the internet to talk about the shootings. And I found that, as expected, the depression and PTSD levels went down. They were still significant. About 20 to 30% of the students at both schools still had either, you know, depression or severe PTSD symptoms. And importantly, I found that the students who were using Facebook a lot to talk about what happened were not any better or worse off than the students who did not. So in other words, you know, using Facebook, visiting the victim's profile, talking to their friends online about it a lot, did not hurt them or help them in any way in terms of recovering from what had happened. And importantly, I also asked students, how did you feel after you visited a victim's profile page, or how did you feel after you joined one of these Facebook groups? And the majority of students reported that they felt better after doing so. So even though their depression and PTSD symptoms weren't actually affected, they did report feeling at least a small bit better after doing these behaviors. So it appears that in some way it may have actually helped them.
So in a broad way, or from a broad perspective, what does this study tell us about grieving online or about dealing with difficult emotions in an online environment?
Well, I think that there is a trend for more and more people to be using the internet and Facebook for mourning-type behaviors. People are creating, personal memorial pages for people who've died, or, for instance, if someone has a Facebook profile and they die, Facebook will memorialize it for their loved ones to continue to visit. And I think that this is a trend that is just becoming more and more common for people to be using the internet or to visit sites. They're called virtual cemeteries, where people can go and set up an online memorial page for someone. And it's important to understand, is this harmful to people in the sense that are they spending too much time thinking about their loved one or thinking about a tragic event? Because we're the majority of people are on the internet a lot, especially Facebook. If every time someone logs in, they're reminded that they, you know, join this group or that, you know, here's their friend and their memorial page, it's something that could be potentially harmful to them. And the research shows that it isn't, that in some cases it may actually be helpful for them. So if something like this were to happen again and counselors are, you know, treating students at a university, it's important for them to know that they don't need to encourage their students to stay away from the internet or not focus on it too much. That, in fact, talking with their friends online or seeing that others are mourning in a similar way could actually make them feel better.
You created the first piece of research in this area. Did you make any comparisons between the grieving experiences of people using online social forums and networks? Did you compare those experiences with people involved in more traditional grieving processes? And has anyone else done that in their research?
I did ask them a little bit about their real-life behaviors, and I found that about 90% of the students were doing things like either attending vigils or memorials or, you know, wearing the Virginia Tech colors all together on a certain day. But I did not do any actual comparison in terms of what is that doing to people versus their internet use. And to the best of my knowledge, there haven't been any other studies that have looked at what people are doing on the internet in terms of grief specifically. So I don't believe there have been any other studies to compare or look at that yet.
What were your thoughts when you heard about the massacre in Norway and the young people who were targeted there?
Mm-hmm. Well, whenever I see something like that, I immediately think of my research and think of Facebook. And I haven't done any searches on Facebook yet, but my guess is that a lot of people over there are doing the same thing that people did here after the shootings, whether they are directly affected, for instance, like the students that were actually at the universities, or people all around the world. I know in the Virginia Tech shootings happened, one of the groups was joined by over 100,000 people that night from all over the world. So my guess is that there's people in America, in Canada, all around the world that are joining Facebook groups for that event as well.
Amanda Vickery, we just have a moment left in our discussion. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I just want to say that this was an extremely, I guess, well-received research project. I was worried when I went into it that the students would be hesitant to talk to me, but they were actually extremely willing to help and grateful for it. And I think that that should be an encouragement to other researchers who are considering researching somewhat of a sensitive topic or worried about how the participants are going to respond or take what could be seen as an intrusion into their privacy. And in this case, the students were very open and receptive to talking about what had happened. And I hope that that encourages other psychologists and counselors out there to be willing to do work in this area.
Amanda, thanks very much for taking the time to join us. It was very much appreciated.
Thanks for having me.
Amanda Vickery is an assistant professor in the psychology department at Illinois Wesleyan University. Amanda and Professor Chris Frawley were the first to study online psychological responses and grieving behaviors in a study published in late 2010.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.